This section gives a summary of the more precise definitions that are required if we are to fully understand the concepts that are involved in this disc. Work is defined as force times distance, and it can be expressed in symbols as W equals F times S. Force is normally measured in newtons, distance in meters, and work in joules. From the definition, we can see that 1 joule is equal to 1 newton meter. The law of conservation of energy is an important overriding idea which always applies. The important implication for us is that we cannot simply produce energy from nowhere. Much of the energy we use has its origin in the sun, and a large part of it has been stored over many thousands of years. Nevertheless, when we use it, we are simply changing it from one form into another. It should be, however, borne in mind that as energy changes from one form to another, some of it is always converted to thermal energy. This is less useful to us in the future because only a proportion of thermal energy can be converted to other forms. Power is a measure of the rate at which work is being done. If work is done more quickly, then there is a greater power required. In formal terms, a rate is always written as shown here. Power is therefore equal to the work done divided by the time taken. Notice that if the work done is in joules, then the power is in joules per second, or watts.